This weekend, the mayor also announced more resources for mixed squads, teams where police officers are partnered with health and intervention workers. For the mobile outreach and intervention team, that means two new cops and two new personnel from the Sieur de Centre Sud later this year. And the psychosocial emergency support team is also getting two new Sieur workers funded by the government of Quebec. The city says they'll also start neighborhood watch groups across the city. We're joined by Concordia policing scholar, Dr. Ted Rutland, to discuss. Dr. Ted Rutland, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Thanks for having me.
So the new mayor says that fighting homelessness is priority number one. This is what we've heard throughout the campaign. This is what we've heard since she's been elected in her first roughly 100 days in office. Now she says she's putting a handful of new cops and CIUS workers into mixed teams to intervene with people on the street. You've studied mixed squads. What do you make of this most recent announcement?
It's not surprising. I mean, Ensemble Montréal campaigned on doubling the number of mixed squads. And they seem to either not understand what mixed squads do and have just misunderstood, or they like the way that mixed squads provide an image of care and support when without actually doing that. And so, you know, as you said, mixed squads are units, police units, where they pair a police officer with a social worker or a health worker. There have been mixed squads in Montreal since 2009, an increasing number of them. They don't all focus on interventions with unhoused people, but most of them do. And if you ask someone who's involved in mixed squads to explain it, they'll say something that sounds very truthful, which is, you know, the police are called on to intervene in lots of situations where they don't necessarily have the skills. And so adding a social worker or a health worker to those interventions enables a better, more supportive, more caring kind of intervention. The first question that never gets asked is, if social workers or health workers have the skills that are needed in intervening with unhoused people, why does the cop need to be there? You know, it's very clear what a social worker or a health worker can offer in that situation. What is it that the police are offering in that situation? If we're talking about an intervention that isn't about crime, that isn't about violence, why are they even there? The second thing is that having a cop there actually makes the intervention worse. In our city, you know, there are people living on the streets who spend a lot of time in the streets. Most often, if a stranger comes up to them and tries to offer support, it's a street outreach worker. It's a travailleur de rue. And street outreach workers, you know, they may not be perfect, but their mission is to put the interests of the user or the person they're interacting with first. And so the street outreach worker is there to support the unhoused person in whatever they want to do. If they're in a metro station and they don't want to leave the metro station, street outreach worker is not going to make them. If what they need today is just harm reduction material, that's what they're going to get. If they want nothing, that's also fine. And those relationships that street outreach workers build with unhoused people are really, really important. And what makes this relationship hard is that with mixed squads, all of a sudden, you've got these people who are patrolling in the city, who are engaging with unhoused people, who are saying that they're social workers, but the social workers who work for mixed squads do not hurt the interests of the unhoused person first. They are there because someone has called and wants that person removed, or they are doing a patrol and they decided they want that person removed. And of course, like the social worker or even the cop, like might be well-intentioned, like they might be trying to, you know, be as gentle as possible or whatever. But it's just clearly the case that, like, à la base, they are not there to serve the unhoused person. And so it creates a confusing situation. It makes it harder for street outreach workers to build those relationships because now unhoused people are being approached by a whole variety of people, some of whom are only intervening to, like, remove them from a space potentially as gently as possible, but certainly, you know, removing them from a space, no matter how you do it, is not necessarily a helpful thing. It can be, in some ways, like a violent thing. So that's the problem with mixed squads.
The second part of Frada's announcement that we got this weekend is for these new neighborhood watch groups across the city. What do you think about these neighborhood watch groups as a response to the public's fears?
Yeah, these are, on paper, they could be helpful. I don't think they will be in practice. So the idea is to bring together a range of organizations and institutional actors at the neighborhood level to figure out like what's going on in terms of homelessness and safety in the neighborhood, and to make it possible to respond in the best possible way. And so on paper, the best response to, say, an encampment in the neighborhood might be to ensure that there are housing options for people available, or it might be to make sure that there are portable toilets, that, you know, that the needs of the people in the encampment are met. The what's needed, the Comité de Vigie might decide, is not the police. So on paper, it could be a good thing. But for some reason, the city has decided that it will be the police that organizes and convenes these neighborhood meetings. So it has, you know, more institutional power in these committees than other actors. And the other thing is that, you know, the comité, you know, might decide that the best response is housing, but that response isn't available. Like, there isn't housing available for people. So then you go with the second best thing, which is like the police. And so, you know, it gives the allure of participation. It gives the allure of like community. And it gives the allure of this very, you know, old idea called problem-oriented policing, where you get together a bunch of people and actors and figure out how best to solve a problem. But when the resources to solve the problem properly aren't being made available, then it's hard to see how you get a different outcome. And, you know, I also think that forcing community organizations who work with unhoused people to be part of a committee led by the police is a problem, you know? Like, again, why are the police involved in this at all? The police are not an institution with expertise in responding to homelessness. So, you know, why not bring together actors that actually have skills, expertise, and mission concerning homelessness and give them the resources to respond properly? It's really unclear why the police need to be involved at all.
Dr. Ted Rutland, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Thanks for having me.